Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more deeply about reconditioning as a fearful avoidant attachment style. So this is something that there was a part one video for, where we really talked about like healing fearful, avoidant, or disorganized attachment style and what this needs in terms of this process. So part of healing is not just talking about something, right? We can't just discuss something and say, oh, I talked about it, so now it's better. Healing means reconditioning the way that the event impacted us. So if you went through some, you know, big experiences of feeling like you weren't good enough because of maybe having really critical parents or caregivers or whatever it might be, you can't just talk about the fact that that happened and become better. You have to do reconditioning on the belief that I'm not good enough to see that how I am, I can be good enough. I am worthy of feeling good enough, feeling confident, right? We have to do reconditioning. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, you can't heal fearful avoidant attachment style or disorganized attachment style. Of course you can, because you're not born with it. It gets conditioned into you over time. And once you properly and effectively understand the mechanics of the subconscious mind, then you'll realize that there's a lot more power over our lives we have than you might think. And in fact, a lot of different things can be reconditioned. So what I'm going to take you through in this video are five key steps to deeply learning reconditioning. And there's one tool I'm going to share with you. Now, there are many different tools once you understand how the subconscious mind works. We're just talking about beliefs, okay? These are some big beliefs that are common for the fearful avoidant attachment style individual. You can watch the beliefs, thoughts, emotions, actions, right? BTEA that we talked about in video one of this mini series. And you can see how these things happen, right? If I believe I'm not good enough, my belief, then I start thinking thoughts about how I'm not good enough, right? And I start thinking, oh, I'm not interesting enough or smart enough or whatever it might be. And then how do you feel when you're thinking those thoughts? You feel insecure, you feel anxious, you feel afraid, you feel sad. How do you act? Maybe you hide. Maybe you don't take opportunities. Maybe you don't go to the job interview after all, or don't apply. Maybe you don't start the business you've always wanted to start, or you reach out to that person you wanted today because you don't think you're good enough. So you can see how BTEA creates this output of effects and events. Now, how we acquire programs to begin with, because you're not born with your attachment style, right? It gets conditioned into you originally between the ages of 0 to 2. However, attachment style can change over time because we have neuroplasticity. But whatever you're fired and wired, whatever you're repeatedly exposed to through repetition and emotion, fires and wires neural pathways. So if you keep hearing that you're not good enough all the time from a critical parent, this should have been better. Why did you get a B? You should have gotten an A. You know, why aren't you on time? Why aren't you doing this? If there's this constant dialogue of everything you're doing wrong and what's not good enough or what's not right, you're going to come to form that belief because it's literally getting conditioned into your subconscious mind. You're building and firing and wiring these neural pathways that are sort of building the self-concept or identity. Now, the good news is that you can recondition this stuff. Once you have the insight and awareness to understand what's going on for you, you can recondition it. And that's part of what healing and actually transforming your attachment style is all about. And there's different facets to it, but one of the biggest facets is what we've come to believe about ourselves, about love, about relationships. And you can see here in this chart, the highlighted beliefs here are some of the key major belief patterns that are painful for the fearful avoidant. Now, I know sometimes you can look at this chart and be like, oh my gosh, I have so many of those, right? Especially as a disorganized or fearful avoidant attachment style. I've been there myself, okay? I've had most of these beliefs that were big core beliefs for me. But myself and many, many of our students inside the Personal Development School have had the experience of actually rewiring all of these core beliefs so that they're no longer a part of our self-concept or identity. That doesn't mean you won't feel things like this as a human. If somebody gives you really critical feedback, you might be like, oh, what I did wasn't good enough, or ouch, that kind of made me feel not good enough. But it won't just be this assumption about yourself and circumstances that the subconscious mind goes to immediately, right? Somebody pulls away and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's because I'm not good enough, right? Instead, it'll be like, if somebody directly tells you this wasn't good enough, you can consider and maybe go, you know what? I have room for improvement. So, you know, the core wounds are that your mind's constantly jumping to these assumptions when you have them, these painful beliefs, subjectively interpreting its objective reality through the lens of these beliefs, which is really the lens of your own subconscious mind. So how do we recondition these beliefs? Well, we fire and wire new ones using repetition plus emotion. And it's just one simple tool. I mean, we have a whole course in PDS called 21 tools to reprogram your subconscious mind. And there's 21 tools that you can sort of pick, you know, your favorites. And some are better for certain circumstances or situations than others. But I'm taking you through in this one tool, a tool called belief reprogramming. Okay. And very simple, very self-explanatory. But the idea here is that we know that we got wired through repetition and emotion. So let's say we go to this really simple idea, right? That somebody was really critical to you growing up. So you come to believe I'm not good enough. So we have to rewire. Now, you've probably heard of affirmations, and I'm not a big fan of affirmations because you can't just tell yourself when you've come to believe this for years and years, right? Decades. You can't just say, oh, I'm good enough. I'm good enough. I'm good enough. If you've had all this programming that's told you otherwise. And the reason, you know, that's not very reasonable is because the conscious mind speaks through language. The conscious mind speaks through, I am good enough, like the actual words, right? Or I am not good enough, where affirmations are coming into place. The subconscious mind speaks through emotion and imagery. So when we want to rewire something, we have to use our conscious mind to actually communicate to our subconscious mind, because the problem is not existing at a conscious level. If the problem existed at a conscious level, you'd be able to walk into a networking event when you're feeling super insecure and not good enough because you've got some big core belief for yourself there. And you'd be able to actually walk into that event and say, mind, feel good enough, feel confident. And you would just be able to do it because your conscious mind had the thought. But we know that's not the case. We know that there's times you've wanted to feel better, get out of a funk, not feel anxious, not feel insecure. And you can't just outwill yourself. And this is because the conscious mind can't outwill or overpower the subconscious mind. So what do we do instead? Well, we have to use our conscious mind to speak to our subconscious mind, which speaks through emotion and imagery. Now, what is the container of emotion and imagery? Well, it's memory. So if I sit here and I were to close my eyes and I were to think of my favorite childhood memory, okay, what you would see with myself, just like anybody else you ask to do this process, if I'm really like getting into it and reflecting about it, I'll start smiling. I'll start, my body language will open. I'll start feeling more positive and optimistic and open. And just like if somebody starts thinking of a negative memory or projects a fear into the future as well, our muscles will clench. We might clench our jaw. We might, you know, we feel these actual neurochemical responses and emotional responses flooding throughout our body. It actually affects our physiology, right? And so what's happening is if you look at the memory is an image or set of images that still contain the emotion from the time that the memory was encoded. So if I think of the favorite childhood memory, I might have, you know, I smile and I think of the happy moment of it, or the moment I felt the excitement or pride or whatever the positive emotions are attached to the memory. So when you want to recondition, the problem that you're trying to recondition is located in the subconscious mind, right? It's this story you have about yourself. You can't just tell yourself in language, you know, traditional language, I am good enough, because it doesn't reach the subconscious mind doesn't really hear that. You have to tell your subconscious mind through emotion and imagery. So you have to find proof that you're good enough that's contained within memories. So now that you understand that part, I'm going to show you a 5-step process. Here's a belief reprogramming tool. Okay. Step one, identify the core beliefs that affect you the most. I mean, if you're working on fearful avoidant attachment style, it'd probably be I'm betrayed, I'm afraid of being abandoned or alone or not good enough. And then we have to oppose this. Okay. Then we have to find proof when we're opposing this. Why? Because proof is really memory. Proof is imagery and emotion. If I say I'm good enough because I got this award, or I finished this education or this program, you know, what happens is as you say it, if you pay really close attention to your mind in slow motion, you say, oh, because I graduated from this place, and you, what image comes to mind, right? Maybe walking across the stage, receiving your diploma, the feeling of, you know, pride from walking across the stage as you, you know, and maybe it's from, you know, seeing that you were capable. I wrote a book, or I completed a project, or I, you know, did this thing that my boss asked me to do. And when you think of it. You actually think of it in images and in emotion. So this is the hack. This is how we actually start reprogramming, or at least one of the easy ways. And it's a very great starter kit tool. So I am not good enough. What's the opposite? I am good enough. What's proof? You can look across all seven areas of life. So you can look across career, financial, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, relationships. And what you're doing is, remember, how did you get your programs to begin with? Repetition plus emotion, right? So if you repeat using repetition plus emotion in memory, AKA emotion and imagery, right? So you're just, all you're doing is you're getting the repetition, emotion, and imagery, compiling them together. And by doing this, we actually start firing and wiring new neural pathways, which create new self-concepts. And when we stop feeding into these old stories on autopilot, these old neural pathways atrophy over time, just like muscles. So if you have like a few quick steps here, step one is pick the core belief that's hurting you. Step two is find the opposite of it and then find proof. You want 5 pieces of proof at least to start off with. I recommend 10, but if you can do 5 on a daily basis, so you're brushing your teeth in the morning, you're trying to work through, I'm not good enough. You think of 5 reasons you're good enough and you feel about them. You think of memories, right? Specific things you did that were good enough. Now you have to focus a little bit, right? You can do it while you're driving. You can do it in any place where you've got like quiet and you can focus. But as you do this over the course of 21 days, I mean, this is why you hear it takes 21 days to create a habit. So it's repetition plus emotion, firing and wiring across time. And you start to actually rewire or recondition these old painful programs. You can apply them to any belief. Now, when we talk about integrated attachment theory, which is what PDS is based off of, we go into reconditioning your relationship to your needs, to your boundaries. I mean, there's so much reconditioning you can do. And every single course we have at PDS is literally designed to address things at a subconscious level, which is where the reconditioning happens, which is where real change takes place. And it's not just acknowledging or talking about something. It's actually being able to understand something, acknowledge it, and then do the reconditioning that's the next step to creating that transformation.